You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Great morning, Truth Nation. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. Yeah, no excuses, no excuses. Welcome, Black, again, Truth in the Morning, on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We're broadcasting
you got 30
live
seconds.
From
if
the
you clock
American
in before 801,
Family Insurance Studio. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. Again, I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with my girl, Bailey Coleman.
You got 15 seconds. Clock in! Clock in! Bailey Coleman.
As if we don't have people that don't come into work on time in our business y'all, markets.
Y'all know what it is. And if you're late, I'll write you an excuse. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Ain't no damn excuse. Listen, okay.
Can you take it via email?
We were talking before we went to the break about, you know, learning about gardening and all of that stuff. And then we're going to go into this other interesting idea that I want to know. Whose job is it anyway? But we got Tim on our True Talk text lines at 833-212-1017. Great morning, Tim. We love you. We appreciate you. You hear the conversation on growing. What's your truth?
Yeah. Libraries are an underutilized resource in the community, but you can actually get seats for free from the library.
Wow.
Okay.
See?
And you can grow what you want, and, like, they can rent out, like, kitchen equipment, video games, movies, like, all that. Like, it's publicly paid for, so.
Wow.
That's cool. That's
thank
cool.
You.
Thank you for
the intel.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. See?
Appreciate that.
You learn something new every day.
That part.
And you can find it in a book.
Yes. Absolutely. But, Bailey, before we went to break, hang on. Jasmine Jazz West on our YouTube page says MPS does still do this. Okay.
Yeah, and Miss Sassy.
Thank you.
Shout out to Miss Sassy on our Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. She says Vinson High School has an agricultural program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
and,
do.
And Dawn says in Haiti, when families harvest their own fruits and vegetables from their garden, they replant the seeds each time, so they always have a plant at each stage of life.
Mm.
When mangoes are purchased or given, they don't just toss the seeds. They all bring them to a handful of elders from the village who replant them here and just toss toss everything away. I actually have one regrowing my seeds from cucumbers, avocados, tomatoes, and I actually was able to successfully grow a pineapple plant from the cuttings off the top of a pineapple we ate.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
See?
Real nice.
You could do
nice.
It.
Tips, you know?
Yeah, you could do it.
So, Bailey, this
let me shout out my sister because she got a whole garden.
Does she?
Oh, one of my sisters has a few, like cucumbers, this and that, on her porch that she's growing. But my other sister, her whole backyard, whole garden.
So it's at her home?
It's at her home.
So would it be safe to say garden homes? Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
No.
This is
I know
Seattle. Washington.
I know, but it's still garden homes.
It's Seattle, Washington.
Okay, I'm just saying.
She has a garden at her home.
But the magazines say garden homes, so that could be talking about Seattle.
No. No. Okay. So anyways, go ahead with what you were
garden
saying.
Garden homes is
oh,
a
by the way, let me shout out everybody hitting us up on our Truth Talk text line. Miss Sassy, Dawn, Amore, Al, Stacy. Thanks for hitting us up, y'all. We love you.
Absolutely.
Oh, and DeAngelis.
Yeah.
DeAngelis.
Nurse Ariane Kawanda, Sister Lorena Star Marie, Shining Star. Jasmine Jazz West, Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, Lori Patterson. What is it? Yes, Seeking Knowledge, I believe. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real. Let's see. Nick or Nicole. Greeby now, whatever. It's something.
Hey.
You know, when they put all these together, you'd be like, what the hell? But it means something when you break it down.
Yeah.
Jasmine Gooden, Chanel, Anita Nicole, Alfonso Dupree, a.k.a. Madi, who always is speaking to everybody. Make sure you put everybody in there. Babar. Let's see. Who else? We got a lot. So shout out to everybody on our YouTube page. Now, here's my thing. And here's a poll. So after I describe this, the poll, we have a lot of people that work in our community, in mm-hmm. my opinion.
Yes.
That work at a lot of these locations that have closed.
Okay.
And some that are still operating that some of us say, I'm surprised it's not closed.
Right.
So with the staff
mm-hmm.
usually being people in the community right. or that may travel to the community, but they look like us.
Right.
So when we see a Walmart that is filthy, when we see some of the floors that are filthy, and some people, their job is that, to where they're supposed to clean up. When we see the stores half-ass stocked,
mm-hmm.
You just see them. And if you go through the store, you'll hear them talking about everything but stocking the shelves. And when we see the groceries in our grocery stores not where they're supposed to be, I get it. Some people may pick this up and be like, okay, I'm going to just sit it here because I don't want it now. But there's quality control that goes on inside of that store. If this is your particular area, you're supposed to be able to look for things like that.
You know what gets on my nerves, though?
What's
Can
that?
I just put this out there? Listen, you checking out, you may not want something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you walking around the store, you may decide you don't want something.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting the ice cream in the shoe department. You don't want a shoe rack. You see a gallon of ice cream on a shoe rack because you're too lazy to take it back. Or you leave it at the checkout stand and you don't give it to the checker who can, you know, make sure it gets back to the refrigeration section. You just leave it on top of the little
stock blacks. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
they can take it and
they
put it where
on top of the chips, mm-hmm. the chips or something, you know,
at
the
check. Mm-hmm. All those things.
And the ice cream just sitting there melting.
But when I'm saying, like, when we look at some of these stores that we're talking about, so the question is, does a lot of this fall on the employees? Because that's the poll. Like, when we talk about, and of course, if you have the most fantastic big box store or grocery store and you don't have these issues, I'm not speaking to you.
It's always fantastic in the beginning.
Yeah, I'm speaking of places that end up making sure that they hire people in the community. And
because they're trying to employ people.
Some of the theft that happened, some of the fights that happened, sometimes include some of the employees.
All the things.
So, yeah, so my thing is, are some of the staff responsible for a lot of the things that we complain about?
Listen.
You in a whole meat department, but we got to look at spoiled ass meat.
Or you go, you know, you could tell, you know, our folk don't, I know I do, but a lot of our people don't eat salads and stuff. You mm-hmm. know why? Because you could look, I remember, I actually complained on a pick and save one time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did because I went in there and the salad was literally 5 months old,
right.
And it was sitting there. It was a bagged salad.
Right.
And I was like, how you going to have a five-month-old salad? Literally.
Listen.
I called. I was like, nah.
What grocery stores are you guys going to?
No, this was. We
tried to shop our community.
I tried.
In my opinion.
That's
For
what
me, I can say it.
That's what convinced me to stop. But anyway.
Damn, Bailey.
Because I told my son, I was like, hey, Kendall, go over there and get one of them salads, you know, because I've taught him about expiration dates, this and that. He comes back, Ma. I'm like, what? He said, look, I was afraid to pick this up. Look at this. I was like.
And let me tell you how some of that goes, okay?
This can't be October, and this is for May.
Listen, and this is where, this is where, again, if we are concerned about us, it is a known fact. Mm-hmm. It is a known fact. This is not assumption. It's a known fact. For those of you who really investigate,
yes,
and you will be able to attest to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
They have a situation where they will move produce and all of that from a store that's in their communities.
Right.
That is dated or about to be dated.
Uh-huh.
And they'll ship it to the inner city.
Wow. There you go.
They'll ship it to the inner city.
Yeah.
But my thing is, again, if you even have any compassion for our people,
mm-hmm.
now, you know what? I'll take that termination. I'll be like, look, I can't put this out. All of this is wilted. All
yeah.
of this is bad.
Right.
These are going rotten, this, that, and the other. I would speak up.
Yeah.
And if I had to lose my job, I'd lose that job proudly.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'd be concerned. But like, no, this is dated. Like, in putting it out, I'd be like, right. We can't put this out.
Right.
We can't put this out. Nope, we can't put this out. Another thing that some people don't know is when you go and you're thinking, oh, I'm buying this little fruit basket or whatever. And
right.
I'm talking about like the fresh fruit, the cut up things.
Right.
It's a lot of that, a lot of those. It ain't all of them.
Yeah.
But sometimes they go through a batch of the blueberries that might be about to go bad and pick
yeah.
the good ones out.
Yep.
The strawberries where the rest of the batch might have
yep.
been bad
uh-huh.
and they take the good ones.
Yeah.
Pineapples that might have been going bad, but they take the good pieces and
mm-hmm.
they chop it up.
Yep.
And there's your little fruit deluxe bowl or whatever
yeah.
the hell.
Yeah.
But we got Al from MKE. But yeah, the poll is, do you believe that some of the employees hold some of the blame when it comes to the stores being in disarray? You know what I'm saying? Like with the food, the cleanliness, that's, in my opinion, the staff. So do the employees bear some of the blame of some of these stores that are looking filthy?
Yeah, because the managers should be on top of them. If they're
right.
not doing their job, they got to go. It's like any place else.
Yep. Al, MKE, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. It was great seeing you and meeting you in person over the weekend. You hear the conversation. What's your truth, Al?
Well, the truth is these deplorables got to get rid of that deplorable spirit. And those are the reasons why them grocery stores is closing. And I don't understand why they sitting there praying and kumbaya. Because if you look at the neighborhood over there, it's going to have to be a total reset. You going to have to, first of all, have some pride about where you live at. Why would a grocery store prosper and you got a bunch of GGs coming up in there acting like they don't have no care? You got people on the telephone. You got people fighting in the parking lot. A couple of feet away, people were shooting. It ain't never been the blacks. So I don't even understand why they say, well, you know, we as blacks. It's not the blacks. It's some other kind who keep associating with us to keep bringing that type of mindset that's over there. You got to reset the whole neighborhood. And even if they fix it, I wouldn't go over there. Baby wouldn't go over there. Homer, you'll probably walk in and walk out after 5 minutes. It's like, I ain't doing this. But see, it's this thing when it comes to our neighborhoods that them other kind of people feel you have to have a very low standard. And if you have a low standard for yourself, them people up high who's white say, oh, just give it to the bottom feeders. They'll
yep.
be fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got to go. We got to really talk about the key issue within our neighborhoods, and we also got to worry about them rednecks, too, that's burning them grass and them big old barrels in the yard like it's a dirt road of Kentucky that's moving in our neighborhoods. We got to look at the whole thing. Ain't no prayer going to fix this. We got to talk about the real issues. And for some reason, when you see these people getting on TV, they always want to wipe babaloo, bop, wipe bamboo, and take a detour around the real issue that's within the neighborhoods. It is not the blacks. They need to go on and come out and say it. See, if it wasn't FCC this morning, I'd blurt the word all out because we got a whole lot of them in our family. That's why we don't even allow them to come to our house when we barbecue because something came up missing or somebody going to do something extra like fight. They got to go. Then them grocery stores will come back, and they're hiring the wrong people, and the management is already effed up. Because they sitting it back saying, oh, whatever. They're just deplorables anyway. That's why your grocery stores look like they do. But check this out. Them other grocery stores in our neighborhoods who don't look like us, it's clean, it smells like bleach, and you got some black people who work there who got pride, too. and they keep their parking lot clean. Hmm. And it is not a pick and save. It's not a pick and save. It's not that one grocery store that came that used to serve black people but had rats sliding across the meat and stuff. It ain't that grocery store no more, but it comes with pride. Hmm. And once they start having pride, things will change. Listen, if you know how to roll the blunt and remove the seeds from your weed and life, you know how to plant. So let's stop it, everybody. Have y'all a good day.
Hang on, Al. How did you enjoy yourself at the 20-year anniversary celebration? And what did you think of me as the musical entertainment?
Oh, your music is fire. You always have good music. And I had a great time.
All right. Thank you, man. Love you,
Homer. Bro.
Yes.
One more thing. When you get a chance, do you drink?
No. Nope.
Okay. Well, whenever you drink something that's good, take time to talk about the dead, because it's always good to talk about the dead when you do table talk. You get around your kin folks, and they throwing all them SOBs and MFs, they're going to talk real good about the dead. You ever heard that old wise saying that auntie used to say, dig them up, beat their A, throw them back down there, and kick them in their A again, just to let them know how much you hated their guts? Okay. Have a good one.
All right. We're going right to a break after this. Of course, Xavier's in there smiling. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. The Truth will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And right now, currently, we're talking about, you know, some of the situations with some of the stores in our community and the lack of cleanliness.
Mm.
And who's, you know, is it just the corporation's fault or does a lot of this fall on the employees, the staff? If you're a manager and the floors aren't clean, you should be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
who's supposed to do the cleanup in aisle this? Who's supposed to do that? We've hired you in these positions and you know your role. So if I've hired you in that position and you know that this is what you do, you're a stock person. You know, you're with maintenance to where, as you know, you, if there's a spill or something like that, you have to go and clean that up. If you're responsible for making sure the carts are where they need to be. If you're you know, different people have different responsibilities. If you're in electronics, then, you know, you should know. If you're supposed to be over there by toys and bikes, you know, you should be there.
Right.
So when we see a lot of things, I know for me, when I see a lot of this stuff, and even in restaurants, when people be like, look at the grease. Damn it, y'all supposed to clean the grease.
That part.
So you're trying to call yourself exposing a business, but in my opinion, you're exposing your filth and trifling ass, because you should have been the one taking care of that. If we see cartons that are not right, or we see a bunch of crumbs, the floor is always messed up, you didn't clean. You didn't mop when you got done. You didn't. Yeah. You're not cleaning up behind yourself.
Exactly.
If we got to look at the machine when they end up doing dirty dining and they're talking about the coffee maker, it's filthy and has all kind of stuff inside of it.
Right.
Who's supposed to clean the coffee machine?
You.
Because because some of y'all damn sure enough have an ice cream machine that's always broke. I ain't going to say what company, but you ain't going to never get no ice cream. You going to melt during the summer.
I mean, but these,
so, like, who's responsible? You know.
These are the facts. When you go to the grocery store, and you know what? I mean, come on now. We've all had the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with people, when you ask about things or whatever. But listen, I just want to say, you know, if you're not a customer service person,
mm-hmm.
if, like, you don't get along with the public and you just don't like people.
Right.
Then don't put yourself in a position. Well, you got to deal with a whole lot of people.
That's right. That's right.
You just want to, you know, if you don't like people, don't, you know, that's not a job you should apply for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other part is, you know, when you're dealing with customers, they didn't tell you to work there.
Right.
They did not tell you. If they would have known you had the attitude that you got, they would have said, hold up, let me tell you something. This ain't for you.
That part.
This ain't for you.
That part.
Don't work here. This ain't for you. This ain't what you should be doing.
Absolutely.
But I believe, you know, those managers need to be on top of their game. If their store is messed up, then whatever section you in, that's the section you need to make sure stays on, you know, tidy and together.
Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff. And then together, the whole store can stay together, and people want to come there.
Absolutely.
It won't be a problem.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you got places that you just go, you know, and they may be a big brand name, like mm-hmm. a Pick and Save or something mm-hmm. like that. You don't want to go into the store.
Right.
And you would think that these companies would just do a drop-by. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just do a drop-in and see what your, you know,
yep.
what your store is looking like. And it's not all Pick and Save. There's plenty of other stores.
Right. And that's why I
like
say box stores and things of that nature.
But I feel like when stores get ready to close, then that's what you start seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very prevalent, you know.
Yep. 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 And it's like nobody gave a damn. Participate in the poll. Are employees responsible for the stores being in disarray? Yes or no? Xavier, our producer, what is the poll looking like now? And you still got a chance to comment on the poll, give your answer, yes or no. And you can call in.
Yes.
833-212-1017. That's the Truth Talk text line.
Or you
can give
text.
Us your truth.
Yeah, or you could text.
Yep.
Well, it's sitting at 89% yes that it's the store's responsibility. But I just don't understand how it's not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the store's responsibility.
Exactly. Okay. It's not the customers are coming. I'm spending money. I'm not coming here to clean up. It's already bad enough I have to check out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, right. you know.
We should get a discount for checking ourselves out.
Right. Because we, yeah. Like, I've always felt that.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Because I don't work here.
Yeah, I gotta do all this and do all, I gotta bag it up. Oh, yeah, you're gonna give me a discount.
Yeah, sometimes you forget to swipe something, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, are you so stupid?
Yeah, exactly.
Xavier's one of them.
Yeah.
Forget to swipe. Okay.
You know.
All right, swiper.
That can happen.
All right, swiper. But yeah, like, I just think that, in my opinion, the employees, be it from the manager to the assistant manager or even the general manager. And then, you know, you got a team up under you. And again, if you have to get rid of some people, and I know that that's the thing, we got such a shortage. And I think people are going to end up finding out, they're going to FAFO, that wasn't the smartest thing for them to do.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is when they end up working and get a check and then leave,
mm-hmm.
you know, they end up not really like thinking about the fact that, okay, you not working. We got to try to have staff. Now we don't have enough staff. How can we supplement? Y'all ass are about to be and are already being replaced by robots and AI. I'm just trying to tell you. You can look at it and think that everybody's going to be a multimillionaire from content creation, and you're wrong. You got to look at the odds just like football, basketball, like everybody that is aspiring to become an NFL player, an NBA player, an MLB player, you know, sports, whatever. Everybody ain't going to make it.
No. Yeah.
Everybody ain't going to get drafted.
Yeah.
So what happens when you think that, oh, you just going to make, and a lot of people are FAFOing, even with Facebook and all these other things and YouTube, where they felt like, I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. Spotify, be like, oh, I got this. I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
No, not so much. Not so much. And and because of that, those jobs that you felt like, I ain't got to work here, I ain't got to work there. Well, let me just tell you, I remember when I was nominated and I tied with Lil Wayne's DJ in the category when there were the Global Spin Awards were created.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, by a person I'll no longer name. But Shout out to Sean Perez, who worked for Bad Boy. I'll just say that. And it was a global spin, so it was a global award. We had the red carpet. Grandmaster Flash was there, and all kind of. So it was star-studded, Khaled, the whole nine. We were, you know, all there. And for online internet radio station, my blowradio.com station was nominated. Legendary DJ Red Alert and Marley Marl. They done the whole like Grammy type announcement of all the nominees.
Mm-hmm.
And so they announced me, Homer Blow, and blowradio.com. And I was tied with Lil Wayne's DJ in that. But I'm going in saying that to say that, again, some of these people who were, I went to New York. They flew me to New York. They had me staying at the Yotel. It was new at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a McDonald's that's by the Empire State Building.
Right.
And I went in there. There were no employees. It was like one, probably a cook or something like that.
Right.
It was the kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
You ordered at the kiosk.
Yep.
Your food came out.
Yep.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing with that is just like with syndicated radio. I understand for the people who are in syndication, they loving it. But in my opinion, every syndicated radio show that you've taken away 4 to 5 local jobs in every market.
Yeah.
So you in 80 markets. Now, do the math. Four to five people in those other 79 markets, because you got to count their market as 80, are out of a job.
Yeah.
And it's some people don't think about the fact that, like, there's a cause and effect. There's some consequences. Miss Dee Dee, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. I see you on the line before we take care of some bills. What's your truth?
Good morning, Homer and Miss Bailey. I just wanted to say, Miss Bailey, you know, she hit it right on the head. People that are not people, if you're not a people person, don't take jobs where you know you have to deal with people, because the same thing goes on even in hospitals. If you're a CNA or a tech, if you're not people person, don't take that job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't know how people are feeling sometimes when they come to the hospital or whatever. Then they have to endure you, your attitude, and the way you treat them.
Yep.
Same thing in the stores. But, man, y'all hitting that right on the head. And can I please say good morning to the chat family? And I love me some Al. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely, Miss Dee Dee. Love you. Appreciate you.
And I love you too, Homer. I love you.
All right. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We will be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I am the legendary Homer Blow. Do you realize we're going to have 94 to 95 degrees today? When summer turns up the heat, cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Our shakes are hand-spun with creamy vanilla gelato and blended into 4 delicious flavors: vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. They're rich, smooth, refreshing, and the perfect sweet treat on a warm summer day. Whether you're stopping in for lunch, dinner, or just craving something cool, there's a flavor waiting for you. Cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome black to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are talking about some of these stores and, you know, how many people, what's the update on the poll, Xavier, about our employees responsible for the stores being in disarray, yes or no?
It's going in the wrong direction. Now it's sitting at 80%.
Okay.
So 80% of people believe that.
And 20% don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
We like to hear from either or. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel like it's not. And here's my thing for those who may say that it is not the employees. You got to remember, the general manager is an employee.
Mm-hmm.
The manager is an employee.
Right.
The assistant managers are employees.
Right.
The other staff members in whichever department you work are
whichever
all
one.
Employees.
Yep.
So that is not, in my opinion, from the corporate
right.
side of it. I'm trusting the people that I've hired.
Right.
Because all of those people get checks, salaries. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So when I say employees, that's where I'm going. And I think somebody, Bailey, you got some stuff on the True Talk text line, 833-212-1017. So I'm just wondering where that 20% is putting the blame on the actual corporations.
Right.
Or are we talking about employees? I think it's employees.
And I hope I'm saying your name right. Ari Moore says that if the store has lackluster management, then the staff is going to be lackluster as well. Some kind of exposed how the Pickett's Haven Midtown looks, and it was a mix of opinions. Some people blame the shoppers, some blame the neighborhood, but if you look at the neighborhood around Midtown, it's not really ghetto. It's some nice houses over there. Well, people fail to blame in this situation. Who they fail to blame are the store managers for keeping the store clean. And that's true. I mean, if you think about it, whose responsibility is that?
The employee.
Exactly.
That's still the employee.
Exactly. When you go into the store, if something spills, when they're bringing it out,
mm-hmm.
who's supposed to clean that up?
Right.
The shopper is not going to do that. So if you leave it there, it's going to be there.
That's right. And if you are the GM, if you are the manager, if you are the assistant manager or managers, again, all of that, those are all employees.
Yes.
So that's why I, you know, clearly express that. So when we say, when you say, nah, then who?
Yeah.
Because the corporation is trusting the people that they've hired.
Right.
Milwaukee Black Media and Civic Media are trusting the on-air personalities that they've hired.
Yes.
And so now if we end up just being messy and don't do this and forget FCC and all
right.
of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Then they got to get rid of us.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
Because other than that, we're going to destroy their brand.
Exactly. Let's see. Stacy said, I know y'all talking about food, but what Bailey said, the suburbs shipped expired food to the inner city. Homer said that.
Yeah.
I once worked with a Caucasian who lived in the suburbs but worked here in the central city. She caught a mouse in her house, brought it to work, and released it. I saw this and said, what are you doing? She said, I thought I'd release the little fellow into its natural habitat.
Here's what they think about you.
That's their mindset about blacks.
Here's what they think about you.
Take the spoiled food.
Mm. So, yeah. And so, again.
That's crazy.
But it's a sad reality. It's a sad reality. So if we're not being concerned, like I say, if you are in a fast food restaurant and you're not concerned and you know you didn't clean the shake machine, you know you didn't clean the soda machine, you know you didn't clean the properly clean the grill and all of that. So if you
right.
can show us
yeah.
all of this filth, look at the grill. Y'all was supposed to clean that grill.
Why was you on Dirty Don and showing that? Why was you on
right.
YouTube showing that? You're supposed to clean it. You
yeah,
you're supposed
your,
to clean it.
It's your job to clean
it's
it.
It's your job. It's your job. Hey, I got one more.
Okay.
Remember, y'all, you can hop on the Truth Talk text line at any time. You can call us or you can text us like these guys. 833-212-1017. Al said, Bailey, ninjas never want to work. They like telling, that's like telling a junkie they do a bad dope, but they keep overdosing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what you write, I guess.
Listen, my D said.
Now we gonna change that N word, dog. We can't.
my D said, bums are bums. I don't shop at hood groceries, period. Mid-Eastern people making millions off blacks. I shop with the white folks.
See, here's and here's the thing. Here's the thing. I get what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down. If these sewers were clean, if they were clean and they were nice, then you would go there. I would go there. But they're not. I mean, presentation starts in the parking lot for me.
Yeah, a lot of those.
I'm going, listen, this is the way I look at it.
Okay.
I'm going to spend my hard-earned money. Okay? And I need to enjoy this experience because guess what? I'm not trying to give up my money like that. So if I can't have a good experience, that means not only a nice, clean parking lot, but also feeling safe in the parking lot. And, you know, being able to go into the store and have a nice shopping experience, that means the store is clean, you know, everything smells good, looks good, you know. If I can't have that, then I'm going to take my money to where I can get that at.
That's right.
That's, and it's not much to ask for.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. YouTube page had the same question that I had to the person that said that she did that. What happened after that? What was said or done? So did you report her? Because that's what I wanted to know. Was it a, did they end up reporting the person so she got fired? Any disciplinary action?
Stacey, they're asking an additional question.
Yeah, because we need to know, like, how did that end?
After you,
you saw it.
Told us about, you saw it. So what, help, what did you do?
Help us. but so one of the things, and this is my opinion, the views and opinions expressed by the legendary Homer Blow does not reflect that of Milwaukee Black Media or Civic Media.
What you gonna say?
A lot of those foreign stores, and it could just be me, but I can attest to it for me. A lot of them have a bad odor. A lot of them have spoiled foods. You getting all them wing bags, all the meat deals or whatnot. A lot of that meat, in my opinion, is not consumable. They also sell a lot of stuff that they don't eat in their culture and language. You know, they don't eat it. They don't eat it, but yet we can get the big meat deal with a 2-liter Faygo soda, and we happy. I'm okay. We got to take care of some bills. Okay, I'm doing too much. Okay, listen. You're listening to Truth in the Morning.
The quarter store meat market I'm situation saying, is going on.
I'm just saying. I got a lot to say, but we're gonna go on and take care of these bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, you know, you're talking about some of the things that, you know, the aromas of some of these locations.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, it's just when they stop caring.
Xavier got his headphones on now, our producer. Got something to say about this, Xavier?
Sounds a little racist to me.
What? Oh, it's the truth.
Have you ever been? I'm not. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just telling my truth. That's why I said my opinion. I went into, and I'm like, this don't smell right. What is this? What is that? And the meats. Yeah, you can look at it. If you can't look at meat, then you never took time to go with your parents or whoever your guardian was to be like, nope, not them wings. Not that chicken.
Well, I only buy that my chicken meat from certain places.
But okay, so are you being racist? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I can only speak from my actual experience.
Right.
I don't know what the hell that smell is. I know that in some countries they don't believe in deodorant.
What kind of shops are you going into? You talking about like
grocery store, little corner grocery stores? It can be other kind of stores.
Corner grocery
stores. Now they own a lot of the bigger grocery stores. The former Even some of the centuries, they've taken over some of the centuries and all of that. So it's different. I'm saying the foreigners. I said that part. I don't have to keep repeating that.
Oh, okay.
Then that means you're not listening. I already said the foreigners that I have went into some of those stores and it has an atrocious odor. But it's fact. It's got all the groceries. Everything is there. The meats, maybe not the best meats, but I'm just saying. And it's been proven. There was an older person that had to go into one that took over one of the centuries or whatever that was on 64th and Silver Spring, which now it closed, but now it's open again or something like that. But anyway, it was they filmed spoiled meat, dated other products that was in that store. So this is nothing new, unfortunately.
So these are like stores in the hood you're talking about?
I ain't saying hood. Some of these stores are way out. They ended up just owning, buying them.
Interesting.
So it wasn't considered in the hood.
I just never experienced this. This
I know
is all
you
new
haven't.
To me.
I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, talk about your damn Walgreens, though. But anyway, one of the other things.
I'm about to take you by a couple. Point a couple out to
he
you.
He ain't going
to
go. He ain't going to go.
I'm just point them out to you. Yeah. You probably might know.
He ain't going
to
even ride. He's not going to leave his comfort of his balcony.
I stay downtown, you know. This is
and that's where he's going to stay. Yeah, everything stay he needs yeah. this year.
Yeah.
Pretty and much. If not, he can get right on the expressway and go where he needs to go and still not have to cross the inner city.
Yeah, Brookfield, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Wild with toast.
All right. But
kind of what I do, too. But yes. I just happen to
know
these
what?
Other spots.
You know what? Dee Dee Conley, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. Yes, out of time. But
I get
listen,
on the freeway, so I don't have
Bastille Days. Can we talk about Bastille Days? We've been pretty mild in you know
we
just talking
not,
about so many other things.
Because we
well no,
no
he
no,
started
saying,
out.
No,
on some
I'm saying we have not talked about
yeah,
Bastille Days.
Yeah,
we were trying to give you guys,
and we did. Some of the other side, but Bastille Days.
Yeah, you know I was gonna go. I had plans to go.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, Homer?
I got so many different fight videos from Bastille Day. I just decided not to
social
send them
media.
You know
and
what?
I was like, you know what?
I have an experience with, you know, I was walking my dog on Saturday night.
Of course you were.
Yeah, it's like, you know, 9 o'clock. So Bastille Days is going on. You know, I live in the area, very
okay.
close to it. So
okay.
I'm walking by and I just see these people arguing and I think this lady had a gun and she's going to shoot this guy, but I just kept walking.
What race was it?
Oh, they were black. Two blacks. They're arguing. It looked like
two blacks.
Two blacks.
Yeah,
bro,
so
I almost said black. The word. I almost said the word.
Yeah.
I want to say it. I'm not going to say it, though.
You can say it. It's FCC.
I know it. I know. But I'm just not. Yeah, I just, you know.
But, yeah, no, they were arguing, and I guess the guy had been cheating on the woman, and she had discovered, and she kicked him out of the car. And, you know, she was calling him brother. Hey, I don't have your keys, brother. And he's like, oh, you're only tough because you got that gun. And then, you know, I walked around the corner, and then I heard a lot of sirens, you know, going off. So I'm not sure if – I didn't hear any gunshots, but, you know.
Well, there are several fight videos. And, again, it pains me because it was black people in the video. I'm not saying that maybe
– Y'all can't go to everything. Y'all need to stay home sometimes.
I mean, look what happened to River Splash.
Man, back in the day, River Splash.
Yeah.
Some businesses need to be reopened on the north side. They have nowhere to go, so they come
well,
down here.
You know, that's always the excuse.
Well, yeah, I think
they
that's why.
They nowhere to go.
Yeah, so open up the businesses on the north side and just be a little lax. If there's a shooting, don't
some
close
of the
them
businesses
right away.
That are closed on the. I ain't going to even go there. I'm not going there.
There are a lot of businesses downtown that have started closing because your cousin and them was rolling through.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them. It's ridiculous. We even had a couple of our kind of spots down here. And guess what?
Yeah. It's been so many years. I'm not saying that a fight never occurred at Bastille Days.
Oh, no, it hasn't till recently.
I hadn't.
Well, you know, now there have been some Caucasian folk out there that have, but your people just started being out there fighting.
But, okay, and again, here's the thing. For me, and I get it, you know, be like, hey, they just don't show it. I just don't It's just hard to believe in a social media age that we have been in for decades now that people are going to say, okay, but we ain't going to film the white people fighting. Social media is social media, because I have seen white fights that people have filmed white fights. But what I notice, I'm telling you, the mob mentality of it all, I just haven't seen the Royal Rumbles that some people are saying, oh, they be happening. They happened over at Bastille Days too, this over the weekend. I ain't seen it. And I think that, do I know that some people will shadow certain things? Yes. But I don't believe that they going to just say, oh, yes, don't put up the videos. Facebook, take it down. Meta, take it down if they post white people fighting. I don't think so, because I see some white fights, but it's not, even then, they appear to have their fight. There's no guns involved, but it's usually the drunkards that are fighting, and that's it.
Yeah.
It ain't a mall or it ain't a brawl type situation.
Well, see, it's not a brawl because, one, they ain't taping it. You might have seen it. Did you tape it?
I don't see in this day and age people that don't film.
Right.
I see people take advantage of filming any damn thing they can, because they film Karens, they film all kind of stuff.
I'm just saying, a lot of times
misconduct.
A lot of times, what happens is they don't film it or it breaks up quick. But remember this: police officers are not afraid of white people fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Because what, you think they ain't going to get shot? They know they're probably not going to get shot.
A lot of times, you know, whatever. Dudes may have their shirts off, so they know there's no guns involved. But they're not as afraid of that. They're more likely to break up their fight, and they all go their separate ways, and they know no harm, no foul. But your cousin and them got a get-back mentality.
That's what I'm saying, baby. And so,
no matter how we try to move
around that, you know,
they may break up and move in different directions, but they're gonna be like, I hate the narrative too. Don't think that I enjoy the narrative because they can't let it go.
I don't. But it's like you got to keep it real to the next level with yourself.
Yeah.
And see that oftentimes the common denominator.
Yeah.
That made River Splash change up. It wasn't the white fights that they may have had before that.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's the people that got shot.
You know, okay. So, you know, they done moved Greek Fest way out.
Yeah.
Okay. Why you think that is?
This is what I'm saying.
Okay. Now, wait. Let me say this. Okay. They are moving the dates for Summerfest.
Yes.
And they are moving the dates for Bastille Days as well.
Yes.
So, you know, y'all.
I don't know. See? Let's.
They
so
gonna,
now
they
Juneteenth
gonna start,
ain't going to even be included
in Summerfest.
In the new Summerfest lineup.
And you know,
we gotta go.
It is what it is, because you're caught in them. They was down
and
there.
And they are. They are.
How many videos did we see of them down at Juneteenth?
No. You know what? Juneteenth was beautiful.
I'm sorry. How many at Summerfest? How many videos did we see?
I can't even count.
They weren't positive videos either, y'all.
Yeah, that part.
So,
Bailey, what you got?
Trust God, do good. You know what? If you work at a grocery store today, make sure you clean it up. There we go.
That part.
Clean it up. Do
any
your part.
Any business that you work at, and it's part of your job, clean it up.
It's part of your job. Clean it up.
All right. Up next. The award-winning Truth with Sherrod Hughes on the amazing, amazing Truth. And, of course, followed up by the new times of Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon from noon to 2 p.m. And then Manon Sabir with his new hours, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with The Grapevine, followed up as we tap in with Jazz Tyler from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Love you, babes. Talk to my agent. We up out of here. Peace.